I always start out my talks with what I call the venue, tools, and rules. Because before you start with a habeas, you want to know where it's going to go, what do I need to do to get it done right, and what are the rules? What's in the Chilton's Auto Repair Manual of Writs? Well, when it comes to 1107, I'll tell you about the Court of Criminal Appeals. The Court of Criminal Appeals, a lot of people think it's sort of opaque and don't know how it's run. It has a central staff in addition to the 9 judges, and each judge has a clerk and also has a research attorney. They have a full-time central staff. And we have a PDR staff, which is run by a wonderful lawyer named Kathy Schneider. And we have a death penalty section that's run by a wonderful lawyer named Marcy Motes. And then you have my section, which is the writ section, which is a bit of a misnomer because we're just non-capital writs. All the capital writs go to the death penalty section, but we have all the non-capital writs, and we're the largest section at the court, and we're also the busiest section at the court. And here are just some numbers from 2017. That's what myself and the 6 lawyers who work with me, that's what we deal with every year. So that's a lot of stuff. And that's not even counting the voluminous amount of motions we get. I was going into, I guess it was OCA or one of those other acronyms that confuse people, to see what some of those stats were, and the motions practice was like just going like that. Because, you know, every day I come into work, and before I can sip a cup of coffee, there's just a bunch of motions on my desk. And so we go through all of them. We read everything. So, and you're like, okay, Mike, I understand you guys are busy. What's your point? Just this.